Ladies, this last one is for you. This last one is for you. Man is making $220,000. Man is making $220,000 and living with his parents. Now, before we play this, because I have not seen this at all. What up, Tia Marie? Before we play this, because I have not seen this yet, all right? Let me ask y'all a question. Does it change the conversation now that he's making $220,000 a year? Because the ladies is used to saying, oh, he keeps saying that his mama live with him, when in reality, he live with his mama. Well, what if he's making $220,000 a year? Is it okay for him to live with his parents? Does that then change the conversation? Because don't listen, y'all think y'all too good to talk to a man that live with his mama. What if his parents really live with him? Hey, I take care of my mom. I take care of my mom and my dad. So, you know, I just stay in the basement, though. Yo, me and my parents, we live together. We saving money. What's wrong with that? If you say it with confidence, then they going to roll anyway. Just have confidence in your conversation and stand on what you stand on. Let's get into this. It's a man that says that he's in Houston, Texas, and he makes $220,000 a year, and he's still rooming with his parents. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's see what he's talking about.
The fact that I'm living with my parents, there's a lot of stigma attached to it. There is a cultural aspect to it where it is required that you take care of your parents. It's a choice. It's a choice that I made.
What up, Messi?
To be with my parents, and I'm grateful for this choice. I'm able to save living with my family. I've been able to build a real estate portfolio with 4 investment properties, looking at the 5th one. And I do think my relationship now has been the best with my parents than it has been before. My name is Sal Khan. I am 31 years old. I make $220,000 a year, and I live with my parents in Houston, Texas.
Now, he got 4 going on 5 investment properties, real estate. Make $220,000. See, this is why y'all don't want to tell him too early. Because she going to judge you, and she going to say, oh, he live with his mama and his daddy. He just a mama's boy. He just a mama's boy. He ain't got no money. He ain't got nothing because he wearing a turtleneck. Let me tell you something. Men that wear a black turtleneck, especially in the summertime, they got money. Men that wear black turtlenecks in the summertime, they got money. Yeah. New Balances and turtlenecks, khakis. Got money. Now, he may not necessarily have the suaveness, but I know that that's not what y'all want. Y'all want Tupac in a suit, but we gonna get there.
I work in tech sales for a software company out in the Bay Area. My base salary is $155,000. The rest is just bonus and commissions. I'm on a 70-30 plan, which means my total comp is 230, but that doesn't mean that I'm capped at 230. I can always exceed the bonuses, and it really just depends.
Get that money then, big dog. Get that money.
One of the things that they have mentioned to me earlier is if you have savings, start off real estate investing ASAP. My goal was like to make sure I can have enough savings to go get my first property. For my 4 properties, the approximate net income would be $8,000 for the year. Because of the relationship that we have, it's not like a specific that I have to pay this bills. My parents are very relaxed. So let's say if my parents go grocery shopping, they're not going to give me like a bill and say, oh, this is the things that we bought for you. Every month, I try to give my mother $200, just like a gift. There has been a couple expenses here and there for my parents' medical, so I was able to foot the bill. I would say my biggest splurge would be eating out. And
let's look at his. Now we know that gym membership is just, okay, let's just be real, Sal. That gym membership is just on there. He not using that gym membership, all right? Student loans, he need to go ahead and eliminate those. He's still paying $234 a month. Insurance is $250. Gas and parking, $300. Discretionary, $1,400. What is this discretionary? Travel, gifts, and entertainment. So he just having a good time. This dude spending what are you spending $1,600 a month on food for? I don't understand. $1,600 a month by yourself on food and y'all go grocery shopping? Okay, come on, big dog. He living with his parents because he got a large budget on for the food. And housing is $2,100 a month. Now, let me see that. Mortgage on one property. This budget is so confusing. I don't understand it. I don't understand this budget. $2,100 a month on housing. $1,600 a month on food. I understand the discretionary. He out there tricking off on some hoes because he got to get his little junk wet. Gas and parking. Okay. Student loans. This is a weird budget. Honestly, this is a very, very weird budget. I thought that this budget was going to be popping, but it's a weird budget. Very, very weird.
Traveling.
So he stacked. He definitely stacked because he ain't saying where he's putting his money at. But he stacked when he put a down payment of about $100,000 on his first property in April 2022.
In all, I would say about 5 hours a week is what I'm spending on the four rental properties. Whether it's maybe scheduling a plumber for the rentals, maybe scheduling an electrician if things are not working, or just like checking in to see with some of the investor calls that we have for the storage facility. Or the rental units.
Oh, he bought a storage facility.
Making money is like you want to be still be able to enjoy it and still have the freedom to enjoy it. So I don't want to overburden myself where it's too intense. So I think the limit in my case would be 10 properties. That is where like I would rather just focus on the 10 and really focus on what I have in my investment portfolio versus going over more quantities.
No, I'm targeting 50 properties. That's what I want. I think that 50 will put me exactly where I need to be. So that's my target goal. I'm sure that once I hit that, I'll still continue to run the business like growing it normally, like I was already growing it or whatever. But my target is 50 properties. I don't even spend 5 hours a week at all on any of the properties whatsoever. I might spend a couple hours doing a walkthrough or checking on what it is that they putting together at the property that I'm building. But as far as the ones that I already have, I don't spend hardly any time on those properties. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't have no property manager or anything like that. But he's very, very smart. He's very smart. He buying properties. Obviously, he bought a storage unit / rental facility. I think that he's very smart. But here's the question that we really got to ask ourselves. It's not even a question of whether or not Sal is doing what he's doing. The question is, would the ladies be willing to still get on his program? Would the ladies still get on his program? That's the question. Would you be willing to live with him and his parents or no? Because I seen somebody, I think it was Tia Marie. Tia Marie said, are we still going to be living with the parents or is it any problem to get out? I think that was Tia. I could be wrong. The question is, would y'all be willing to get on his program considering that he makes so much money, but he... You would, Mika? Okay. Is there room for a wife and a family in the house? Yeah, y'all got your own bedroom. Y'all got your own bedroom. Too many singles in the DMV. He don't got to worry about ladies because his marriage is going to be arranged. He not going to marry a regular chick, matchmaker, because of his culture. Probably so. Definitely not the black ladies. Might be in an arranged marriage. Unless he tricking on them, I'll be in the basement doing hair, running it up. Now, black women, we could live with his parents, but we can't have loud sex. Oh, man. Y'all, this is pretty good. Ladies, for his program would be his culture. Interesting. Keisha says she not doing it. She said she not doing it. I don't want to know about his family.
The last one to come to you.
$19,000 left, making the minimum payments of $234 each month. I don't know why you're making so many little payments. Just pay that junk off. I hate debt. And his sisters, his two older sisters live next nearby. So you getting family visits all the time. Megan said, no, my husband makes more money than him. Okay. Okay, husband. Get it then.
We're a close family, and we have maintained that till this day. I do feel there is a part of me that makes up for the lost time. It's also the fact that, you know, I'm the youngest in my family, so I would get to spend the least amount of time with my parents. I didn't have that kind of day-to-day relationship. I didn't really, you know, spend time that much bonding that I do have now. So I think that has been the blessing. There was that missing piece where this is an opportunity that we could, you know, use as a family and really improve
our relationship. See, you can go in and y'all could be all having family dinner every other day or every single day. Y'all don't want to sit there with his family and have and eat together?
The fact that I'm living with my parents, there are some adjustments that I'm making, especially when I look at the biggest adjustment would be my dating life. So the person I'm dating now is she's living with her parents. I'm living with my parents.
Look at that. He went and got him an Asian girl. Nina. Nina de Santa Maria. Nina de Santa Maria. What is Nina? Nina look Japanese. Is Nina Japanese?
When we move in together, there's a possibility that her parents, as well as my parents, will be living together. So it's just like one of those things where
merging.
You just have to find people that understand your situation.
He got 200. Why did he got Robinhood? 46,000 invested with Wealthfront, $37,000 in retirement savings. He getting to it, y'all. He getting to that bag.
I have over $200,000 saved, and that's where I am in the process of getting another property, a duplex here in Houston that I'm actively looking for, and use some of that savings that I have to
look at all the little kids there for that. Playing the piano and everything.
I do plan to move out eventually. I'm thinking in the next 2 to 5 years. I don't have a specific timeline yet. I think for me, it's really more about the financial targets that I'm at. I do want to get to at least $2 million in assets before I move out. So that's my personal goal. I do want to bring in my parents, and that's only because I do take care of them. They love living with me. They have explicitly mentioned that wherever I go, they want to go with me.
Now, how about that? How about that? He said that whenever he move, his parents has expressed that wherever he go, they saying that they gonna move with him. Are y'all ready for that? Adriana, are you ready for that? I don't think that most women is built for that. I don't think that they care how much money you got. I think that they like, I don't want your parents being around us. When we gonna get our own place? I wanna scream. I wanna spread out. I want to spread ego. What if you want to bend me over on the couch and all of that? Nah, his parents said, listen, wherever it is that you go, we going to. I hear you, Megan. I hear you, Megan and Roxy.
So that's
Roxy said curry and white chairs.
Whole part of that where, especially as they get older, they're definitely more needs, and for me that's like my biggest honor. Like I get to be with them and spend more time, so that's the idea here where we do move out. It'll be with me, and we'll go from there.
So he really not even moving out. He said when we do move out, they gonna be with me. Our streets ain't having that. No screaming there, Roxy. Y'all can forget it. Y'all could forget it. I know y'all thought that y'all was going to be doing y'all thing and, oh, man, eventually he going to move out and we going to have our own place. Nope. 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 That is not where it is. That's not what's going to happen. I walk around with no clothes on. Okay, Keisha. Okay, I see you, big dog. Yeah. All